This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States will help India deal with its massive spike in coronavirus cases. Biden on Twitter Sunday said just as India helped Americans when U.S. hospitals were strained early in the pandemic, they will help India in its time of need. The White House said earlier Sunday health officials are working around the clock to immediately send drug treatments, quick result COVID-19 test kits, ventilators, personal protective equipment, and health advisors. The U.S. also says it will help with an expansion of vaccine manufacturing in India so it can ramp up and produce at least 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of 2022. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is urging all citizens to be vaccinated and exercise caution, saying the storm of infections has shaken India as the country set another global record for the most COVID-19 infections in a day. The number of cases surged by nearly 350,000 in the past 24 hours, the fourth straight day of record peaks. Hospitals across the country are turning away patients after running out of medical oxygen and beds. Iraqi officials say more than 80 people died Sunday when a fire ripped through a Baghdad hospital with COVID-19 patients. The city's fire service says it took just 3 minutes for the fire to reach most hospital floors after poorly stored oxygen tanks exploded. It says the hospital had no fire protection system and false ceilings allowed spread to highly flammable products. Many of the victims were on respirators with no way to escape the blaze. Follow us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chad's new military ruler said Sunday they will not negotiate with rebels and asked for help with neighboring Niger to capture a rebel leader. A military council took power in Chad last week following the shocking death of veteran leader Idriss Deby. Rebel groups said on Saturday they were prepared to observe a ceasefire, but a junta spokesman says the two sides are at war. The military says Deby died in battle early last week after fighting in which hundreds of rebels were killed. Deby was buried Friday in a state funeral attended by French President Emmanuel Macron. The Indonesian military says all 53 crew aboard an Indonesian submarine that disappeared last week were killed, as it confirmed the vessel had been found in pieces on the seafloor. Authorities say they picked up signals early Sunday from a location more than 800 meters deep, far below what the sub was built to withstand. They used an underwater submarine rescue vehicle sent by neighboring Singapore to get visual confirmation of the stricken vessel. More parts from the doomed submarine were also retrieved, including an anchor and fluorescent orange safety suits for emergencies, authorities said. The discovery comes a day after the Navy first confirmed the retrieval of fragments from the submarine and declared that it had sunk, effectively ending any chance of finding survivors. A top aide to Vladimir Putin says a possible summit between the Russian leader and U.S. President Joe Biden could take place in June. Mr. Biden earlier this month offered a meeting between the two leaders in a neutral country as tensions between Russia and the West escalated sharply over the conflict in Ukraine, new sanctions on Moscow, and the health of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin has said it is still considering the offer, but on Sunday, Putin's top foreign policy aide said that planning is underway. The White House on Friday said in June, President Biden will be attending the G7 summit in Britain and the NATO and EU summits in Brussels, but it did not say whether Mr. Biden will also seek to include a potential summit with Putin during the trip. Turkey says it summoned the U.S. ambassador to Ankara to condemn President Joe Biden's declaration that the World War I era massacre of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire constituted a genocide. The Ankara government says the United States, a NATO ally, has caused a wound in ties that will be hard to repair. Biden was the first U.S. president to make the genocide declaration on Saturday. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.